This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is a Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, America? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. What do you start with after a weekend like what we had? What do you start with? I mean, we got news all over the place. I thought our question of the day should be, why doesn't the Trump team come to the defense of Donald Trump? Because many of you keep asking me this question. Why doesn't the Trump team come to the defense of Donald Trump? I'll let you mull that over for a little bit. If you do want to call the show, 844-551-8255. So, does Trump need defending? They say, why don't they come to his defense? What needs defending? Is it his style? Do you defend your father's style? You know, like say he likes to cut the grass in Bermuda shorts and black socks wearing sandals. Do you defend it or do you just go, hey, that's dad? See, my grandfather mowed our yard that way, with smoking a cigarette and he had his hat on. I'm not kidding you. Little skinny legs. Look like a chicken out there. But I didn't defend it. Now, of course, nobody really saw it, but for the family that saw it, they would laugh at my grandpa, and he would chuckle at it. We didn't defend it. It's who he was. That was his style. See, people want Donald Trump to have a style. The presidency has to have a style. Obama had a style. He made the presidency look cool. The problem was, it wasn't cool. It was horrible. It looked good on the outside, but under the covers, it had a squirrel cage motor. So, who cares? They want a certain type of Donald Trump. Forget policy. They want a decorum. He's flying around the world right now, Donald Trump. He landed in Saudi Arabia, he's in Israel, various other places. And how will he represent us? Let me tell you how Donald Trump will represent us. Like winners. See, Barack Obama made his first, remember his rock star tour? What did he do? He apologized. We called it the apology tour. He apologized for all America had done. He said, we're going to do better, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. Look, when we travel around the world, let me tell you what we're doing. We're going to visit our citizens. Because in America, everybody is represented. There's hardly a country, a nationality, who doesn't have family living in this country. Can you say that of all the other countries? Of course not. So when Donald Trump's going around the world, he's going around to look at the rest of the people that are part of this world that, quite frankly, should be pulling their weight. And what he's saying is, America is great. I'm the president. And if you'll listen, if you'll pay attention, I'll show you how to be great as well. And I'll show you how we participate in greatness. And so it's a negotiation for him. Unlike Barack Obama, who was one-sided, you're right, Europe, you're right, Africa, you're right, Middle East, all of you are right, Asia, you're all right, and it's okay. Take advantage of us because we've been so wrong. We've wronged you. We've wronged you, we've wronged all your people, and you know what? All those billions and billions of dollars we've sent to you over the years would never pay for all the wrongs. The fact that you have family here, who, by the way, probably are living the highest quality of life they can live. Well, we continue to wrong you, even into your posterity. You see any of these people running to go home? America is a country where a few white folks came a few hundred years ago, settled, and now it is the most diverse country on the planet. And black people hate white people. Mexican people hate black people. You know, it is the most diverse place on the planet, and leftists have got people fighting. They tell us we're not multicultural enough. We don't allow for this, that. Can you believe this? That's the America that we've built. And we've allowed these knuckleheads to make us believe the hype. So Donald Trump's going around the world going, hey, you tell me where you can do better. Show me how you're doing it better. Donald Trump's no fool. He's observing. He's looking at their tax systems. He's talking about their foreign policy. He's looking at health care. He's looking at all of it. And you know what he's going to come back and say? I was right. America is number one. Make it great again. Double down. If they don't want to catch up, they're easy pickings. He's looking at how to negotiate with these fools. So the question was asked, why doesn't the Trump team come to the defense of Trump? I ask you again, come to the defense of what? Record unemployment, low unemployment, the lowest unemployment in 28 years. And it has nothing to do with Barack Obama. And you want to know why you know that? You want to know why Barack Obama has not got a chance in the world to come out and go, well, I gave President Trump that economy. You know why he'll never be able to say that? Because Donald Trump can put his finger on everything he's doing. Carrier, IBM, Ford, Raytheon, Boeing, SoftBank, Alibaba, Dow Chemical, U.S. Steel, and on down the line. And he also knows the ripple effect of what it's created in business. There are far too many business people who would come out and say, I didn't do this because of Barack Obama's economy. I did this because of Donald Trump. I did this because of his tax policy. I did this because of his policy that took government out of my knickers and allowed me to run my business. I ask you again, who needs to come to the defense of Donald Trump? You guys are asking me, why don't they come to his defense? I will answer this question in a little bit, but I just want you thinking about it. Why do you need to come to the defense of Trump? Why is it? What are we defending? You know, it's funny because, oh, they're piling on, Kevin, the Russians and all these different things. You're right. They are. You've heard my show. I told you, let them pile. But pile away. They're piling on Superman. You know what Superman does when you pile a bunch of stuff on him? He just crashes through it and goes, what happened? What I miss? Oh, come on. Don't get upset. I'm not comparing Donald Trump to Superman. I know that offends a few people. The comic book types. Anyway, folks, we're having fun today because there's so much to talk about. Jeez, over the weekend, as I said, the news that was breaking, we got new news from Fox that sort of related to what I was in New York doing recently. I'll get you up to speed on what's coming up as well on our end. We found out some interesting information on a judge. There's new rumors floating about Comey. They say now Comey's going to actually testify. We've got Maxine Waters in the news. It is a plethora of good things to talk about, for, at least from a radio perspective. And I think you'll enjoy it. So anyway, you're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. We will be back. We will be back in just a bit.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. Love to have you get in the game. You know, there was a guy sent me a note. What did that note say? Did you put that on my desk? Anyway, let me paraphrase. He's been listening to the program for a while, and he says, Kevin, really love the show. You're doing. He goes, it's a much better show today. And he says, it's a better show because you've gone away from talking about yourself and all of how great you are. I was like, I don't know about that because I am pretty great. But he said, you know, we've gone away from that to, and he says, not trying to be as funny. I don't know. It could be that we've evolved. It depends on the show you listen to. There are some shows that the humor is a lot easier to come by, and others, you know, it is. I'm looking for humor. That's my nature. So if it feels like it, no, it's contrived, it isn't. And then he doesn't like Blake. He says he can't understand him. Well, you know what? Go to Ebonic School. Could get back with us. Blake is one of my favorite cats. And he said we had contrived laughter, which it's not. Blake sometimes can have me shaking my head. If you saw me on video, you'd understand that I'm going, what? But some of it is really, I think Blake can be very funny and entertaining. He's a funny guy. So, look, again, to each his own. Some people love Blake's segment. Some people don't. I don't really care. Blake's a friend. He's got a TV show coming up. They wouldn't be giving a dude a TV show if he wasn't funny. And I'm telling you, the show is hysterical. But all that said, I appreciate the feedback. I truly believe that what he said, that the show has improved. It improves because we feel, you get more comfortable in your skin. And that's just a matter of time. If this guy's been listening to me for years, I can guarantee you the show's gotten better. But here's what else I can tell you. We aren't even doing our best show. We're not. We keep waiting for this radio thing that's supposed to happen, all these different things are working, and they come together in their own time. And if they come together, great. If they don't, you know what? I'll hang it up. There's a guy out there, his name is Ken Hamblin. People talk to me about him all the time. Ken finally contacted me. I think he called this show the Black Avenger. Well, I'm not a superhero character, and everything I know about Ken, he very well may be. But I'll tell you this, he suddenly disappeared. And people were like, Kevin, you remind me of Ken Hamblin. And I've never heard his show. So I presume, when I tell you hundreds of people have said that to me, I'm not exaggerating it. So I probably am very close. And I'm going to give you a little inside baseball. If things don't move along fast enough in radio, I'll be just like Ken Hamblin. I will disappear. And it won't be because I've given up or anything like that. It's because it takes so much time to do these shows, and I listen to the clips that circulate on other shows, and I listen to their insights, and I'll be blunt, I'm not always that impressed. And so there's a certain amount of time that we as a team have said, we'll give this thing. And if we, because the guy asked me the other day, he says, Kevin, why are you doing it? I said, not for the money. And he cracked up because, he's a radio guy. And he says, yeah, I get you there. And I said, I do this because I believe in our movement. I believe in the message. But I said, I also have to remember how much time it takes and how much I sacrifice from my family, my friends, and the things that, quite frankly, I really want to do that are still related to this. But I'm spending conservatively 7 to 8 hours a day in radio. We come on radio, we do 3 hours, and people think, oh, they show up in their underwear and eating their Cheetos and they do it. No, it isn't. It's very difficult, and you're gleaning news from all over, and you have to verify things. That's why I keep the show loose and say, guys, don't look at us as news sources. We are entertainment wrapped around politics. And occasionally, we may get it wrong, but our default is, well, that's, we saw the story, you're supposed to go do the research. And that's always going to be my default, because I'm not here to tell you that it's one way or the other. You send me a story and say, what's your opinion? I'll give you my opinion. Now, if you come back later and go, ha, that story was wrong, I gave you the wrong story, I'll go, well, my opinion of it isn't. So I just want to make a distinction. But listen, at the end of the day, I wouldn't do this without you. That feedback from that gentleman is very important to me, so I appreciate you doing that. I believe his name was Omar. So I asked the question earlier, question of the day, why doesn't the Trump team come to the defense of Trump? And my thing was, he doesn't really need defending. What are you trying to defend? And it was a setup reply, because the idea is that they want you to believe that there's a defense needed. Defend what? Defend record unemployment? Defend a foreign policy that actually works? Defend a tax policy, at least proposal, that probably would work? Defend business policies and taking government out of the, out of the knickers of business, policies that are proving to work? What do you want me to defend? So, but let's talk about the question in the general sense of, why wouldn't you do it? Well, the first thing is, you don't fight down. If Trump tries to defend policies, that's what they consider in politics, fighting down. So Pelosi says this. Why does the president want to get into a battle with a lowlife like Pelosi? Why would he do it? Why would he get into a battle with a lowlife like Maxine Waters, who talks about Russia and all this? Why would he do it? He might as well go fight with the next taxi cab driver somebody, well, he's not going to use one, but he might as well fight with the next doorman that opens the door for him. Why? Why would he do it? You can have a discussion. You can say, let's talk about whatever. But at the end of the day, I'm not fighting with you. I got minions that'll fight with you. Now, you say, why don't his minions fight? Good question. If you weren't thinking that, I'll think it for you. I'm saying that because the minions aren't going to fight either. They're above all of them. why is Kellyanne Conway going to get into a battle with Maxine Waters? Why would she lower herself to that level? You get what I'm saying? Now, the second part of the question, the answer to why doesn't Trump team come to the defense of Trump, is even if there were a fight, it wouldn't be much of a fight. It's not a fight. To have a fight, the other side has to have a weapon. They have to have something that they're bringing. What is the left bringing? Well, look at what Barack Obama did. Yeah, well, let's take a look. We had fake unemployment numbers. So how much job growth did he really spur? When you peel back the onion on all the things that they say this man did, what did he do for us? Did our credit rating improve? Barack Obama artificially held down the interest rates by printing over $8 trillion, unsubstantiated dollars. In other words, they're not tied to anything. And people say he's the savior of Wall Street. He's the savior of the economy. No, he isn't. He torpedoed the economy with that quantitative easing. But they say that he's a genius with it. He didn't. When Trump created jobs, Barack Obama says he needed a magic wand. I could go on, folks. It's not a fight. Bring Obama to the fight. A guy that lost 1,080 Democrat offices in his tenure. That's who you want to bring to the fight? You want to bring Hillary Clinton? Why don't you dig up Teddy Kennedy and bring him? You have nobody to fight. So it's not much of a fight. Then the next thing is, when a guy is kicking his own butt, don't stop him. Look at the left chasing their tail over Russia. Why would Donald Trump want to come? Why would you need to come to the defense of Donald Trump on Russia when he's already set this? There's trap after trap, breadcrumb after breadcrumb, leading the left to these mouse traps that are going to snap the neck of these rats the minute they get there. And you think Donald Trump's going to fight them? He's going to let them fight and kill themselves. And that's what's happening right now.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my diabetes. doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I have to tell you, the leftist double standard has no depths. These people are going to look at anything we do through this prism of leftism that allows us no wiggle room to be right. And what's funny about it is we are constantly correct. And when I say right, I'm talking about correct. We are constantly correct. They hate that about us. They hate that we would dare to be so sanctimonious to be right all the time. That's why we're called the right. Haven't you figured it out, you knuckleheads? So, in our presidential watch, where is the president? We've got Donald Trump and the First Lady gallivanting all around the world, which is what presidents do from time to time. And in the case of the Trumps, it's not that big of a deal. The people have had their own plane, for goodness sakes. The 747. Now they get the Air Force One plane that's afforded to the President and First Lady. And they're doing what they do. The only difference between what Donald Trump did prior to becoming president and what he does now is he's not always greeted by the president of a country or the, you know, whatever. But he gets greeted by some pretty impressive people. And when he doesn't, it doesn't matter. He can meet with them. If Donald Trump were to go to Saudi Arabia as a citizen and say, I'd like to have a meeting with King, whatever his name is, Suleiman or Salmon or whatever, whatever fish he is, he could get the meeting. If he went to Indonesia, he could get a meeting with that president. He could get a meeting with him because he'd be saying, look, I'm thinking about investing here. I'm thinking about doing something. There's nothing new here. With Barack Obama, he was so in awe when he traveled. He was like, they're going to meet with me. Oh, my gosh. He was shocked that they would meet with such a lowlife. The only reason Barack Obama could have a meeting with anybody is he better have President of the United States after his title. Because everything leading up to that was nothing. Junior senator. A junior senator for America wants to meet with you, King Hussein Solomon Salmon Tuna Fish. Send one of our underlings. Barack Obama needed the presidency like the flowers need the rain. He had zero credibility. And by the way, he has zero credibility. Unless you live under a rock and, or you're a moronic, brain-dead Neanderthal leftist. Then you may believe that the man has credibility. When it comes to world opinion, folks, I hate to break it to you, but I will. I'll preach. You know I will. Y'all know I will. One of my guys is holding up a Bible. Yes. I heard the Lord. Yeah. Praise Jesus.
Kevin about to preach.
Oh, man. I hate to tell you, though, folks. No, I don't. Let me correct myself. I don't hate to tell you. Obama has no respect. I don't care what they tell you. I don't care how the left tries to frame it. Trust and believe when I tell you. The Obamas have no respect in the world. The title of president got him respect. As a man, he is not respected. As a woman, Michelle Obama is not respected. These people that have rolled out the red carpet for them when they were president are going to continue until their usefulness goes away. And case in point, look at them crooked hillbillies from Arkansas, the Clintons. What useful purpose do they serve now? Not much. So, no respect. And let me tell you something. When Barack Obama made his first, his maiden voyage, they may have treated him like a rock star, but don't misunderstand me. The world leaders didn't respect, and Barack Obama did it to himself. As opposed to taking advantage of rock star status and saying, guys, look, I understand America's done some things, but we still are amazing. You're all over there. You're all in our country in droves. We may be the second largest population of any group of people in the world that you would have in America. You know, Ethiopians and Ukraine, whatever. We have large populations of these people. And I'm talking about every single one. But had he gone out and said, look, y'all people still want to come over here. Americans aren't clamoring to get over there. Don't take offense to that. That's a good thing. If we want to have multiculturalism, America's proven how to do it. I mean, come on. Look at what we've built. And so if he'd gone out like that and taken advantage of rock star status and said, look, you may feel like you've got some right things going with socialism, but you don't. It's not going to work long term. And had he promoted the thing that built America, it'd be a very different world today. But he didn't do that. He went on an apology tour. He went out there and tried to make it appear as though we were going to correct ourselves so we could be more like them. More like what? So there we find ourselves, him bowing and the crowds fawning over him. The more socialist he got, the more New World Order he got, the more they fawned over him. And then they figured out, you know what? He doesn't deserve any respect. He can't hold it together. We thought he was going to promote socialism and he was going to prove that it could work in America. That's all they needed. Prove it can work in America. Prove that you can get idiots to continue to pay for the things that they don't want. And we could create this utopia and we'll prove it around. Once you do that, it'll you know, set itself into the world, be a tick on a hound, and that'll be that. Well, there you go. But things are different, folks, with the Trumps. Donald Trump may be crass at times, but he leaves no doubt that he takes his work seriously. And I'll tell you something else. He exudes success. There are people with more money than Donald Trump. They don't exude success. Not the way he does. And I'm not talking about bragging about it. I'm just saying it's easy to do. I could do. And I think what Trump is saying is if he didn't stop right now, this is just my personal opinion, but if he didn't, well, they all are, right? If he didn't stop right now with what he was doing as a billionaire and start helping the country, I'd become a trillionaire. With what I know, I could become a trillionaire. But I'm going to stop right now because you know what? Enough is enough. What do I have? $6-10 billion? It doesn't matter. Whatever I have, it's more than enough. Now it's time to give back. I'm 70 years old. You never think about it. When you see Trump, you don't think about him being a 70-year-old guy. But 70 years old, it's time to start doing something different. You got to love what you're seeing, folks. They're different. Trump may seem like the billionaire next door, but he knows how to be regal. You know, it's funny. We don't see him in the, you know, toasting champagne and talking like this and pretending to be better than people because that's not him. He's an ordinary guy, a guy that, you know, understands what it takes to take a piece of ground and build it and all the people in between, and he respects every one of those jobs. And what he also did was he chose a pretty nice queen. He certainly did. Despite the left's attempt to deride America's first lady, Queen Melania. The left hate when I call her queen. Not in that gay way, though. Not in that LGBT way. I'm talking about regal. Melania radiates the very class that we're talking about with the Trumps. And the double standard by the left in which they deal with Melania, it would be sickening to me, folks, if I took those lapdogs seriously. And I know you don't either. Melania is class. She's elegance. She's created a jealousy within the left that no feminist can fix. You could have 50,000 years of feminism, and they will never not be jealous of a Melania Trump. Those harlots, they don't know. They so want to be her. They really do. Those ugly, hairy, hobbit. You ever seen the feet of a feminist? Herod and Sasquatch. But those hobbits, those hobbits want to be Melania. And they get mad at her, boy, because she just, you know, she represents, that's Americana right there, baby. Yeah. So they can write, oh, she was a model and she modeled nude. That would have been just think about it, that would have been a placard. They would have put that in neon if Hillary Clinton had done it. Yeah. Sorry. I didn't mean to get you that visual. Hillary modeling nude. these guys got the barf bags out. It's okay. Take a minute. I got time. So they want to deride her. As now they've gone around. I mean, think about this. We got a president, get a first lady, and you think that the country would say, let's rally around them. And don't misunderstand me. We were tough on Michelle. Because she hated the country. If Michelle Obama had never said that stupid, for the first time in my adult life, I'm proud, I would have given her the benefit of the doubt. But screw you, lady. If you think it's the first time because your husband becomes president that you should be proud of this country, get you. We got a lot more to talk about on this subject. Keep it here. Listen to Kevin Jackson.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The Kevin Jackson Show. We're talking about where the president is. We used to, my brother, years ago, my older brother, he would say, "Where's the president at today?" I go, "I don't know." He go, "You should always know where the president is." I was like, "Why?" He goes, "Because it affects world affairs. If you know where the president is, it'll help you in crazy things." I was like, "Get out of here. You don't know nothing. Just because you're smarter and got a PhD, that doesn't mean anything to me." But he would say, it'll influence the stock market. It may influence your job. Things like this. And so I started tracking the president. Where's he at every day? I want to know. It was easy with Barack Obama. He's on the golf course. He was taking a vacation somewhere. Yeah, if you wanted to be in the the hospitality industry. I'll get it out. Don't worry. Just go find out where Barack Obama is. He's at a resort. $15,000 a night resorts and woohoo, hobnobbing on Billionaire Island and all that. I didn't even know some of these places exist. I learned geography from where Barack Obama was going. The geography of the rich and famous. They got a map for all the islands bought by these wealthy people. Good for them. Yeah, you go, boy. You go, go, go. Anyway, I was talking about the Trumps being on the world tour, Israel, Saudi Arabia, and they landed in Saudi Arabia. And I was thinking, man, I just would love to be there for the reaction of it all, you know? You had Boy Wonder, Baby Black Jesus going over there bowing, I'm so not worthy, King Solomon, and whatever. And then you got Donald Trump walking off the plane, shaking hands. Hey, how you doing? In his suit. Melania, you think she had the head wrap on and she's in a hijab? Huh? You think? Of course not. Melania went dressed like, I don't know who dressed her, but they dressed her nicely. And she went over there with style and elegance. You know, not the fake style and elegance of Michelle Obama, the one that they tried. Oh, she's so beautiful. She, look at her dresses. Worst dressing first lady in the history of the country, seriously. Well, now let me back that up. Barbara Bush. Horrible. Horrible dresser. And she didn't care. And I'm not mad at her. I don't care what the first lady wears. But don't make a big... If they had said, oh my gosh, look at what Barbara Bush is wearing. I would have been like, are y'all losing y'all's mind? She looked like a old housewife, you know, from the 1950s. Don't even start. I would have criticized. If the right was trying, oh, look at Barbara Bush, look at her hair. Oh my gosh, who did her makeup? And I would have been like, guys, seriously. Stop it, okay? Stop it. We get it. We understand. That's what they did with Michelle Obama. Oh my gosh, look at that dress. Look at her shoes. That she wore $650 tennis shoes that I swear looked like $3 kids. That some kid drew on. Get out of my face with that. Really, just. It's like, come on. Let's be real. See? Oh, Michelle Obama, she's so beautiful. She's Oprah beautiful. Picasso, you know what I'm saying? There is no beauty, no offense, okay? I'm not trying to be mean-spirited here. She's not a beautiful woman. Sorry. Oh, Kevin, to each his own. Beauty's in your eye. I get it. Okay, to the majority of the people, Michelle Obama's not beautiful. And God forbid you take off the makeup and all the other stuff. It's Oprah underneath there. Who looks like Ernest Borgnine's big brother. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm trying to tell you. Okay? Anyway, the Trumps go over to Saudi Arabia. And, of course, the media is, oh, boo, Melania Trump. She didn't wear her headdress. And they broke all the protocol. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, she didn't wear her headdress because she got a pretty face. Because she wanted the people to see it. Look at his hair. Look at this. Huh. I don't know who you used to see. Oh, I do know who you used to seeing. Eddie Murphy had a movie. What was it called? Norbit. And Norbit's girlfriend became his wife. His name was Rasputia. And he called her Gorilla. Gorilla. Let me just say, we've had some representatives of this country who are not attractive. I'm not going to say the Gorillas, but they're not attractive. And that's not a prerequisite, by the way. So... Congrats. If you're good at what you do, I don't care what you look like. We got 3-4 Guatemalan midgets running around here. They're not that attractive. If you ever get a Guatemalan midget, they're not that attractive. I just want you to understand, because I present them a lot. They're not the best looking people. I know I'm going to get in trouble. That's okay. I can take it. I have the skin of a rhinoceros. So anyway, the first couple traveled to Saudi Arabia. Their style would be tested. A patriarchal country where women serve men's every whim and every fantasy. Even the fantasies after death are based on women. You'll get your 72 virgin. Look here. In death, I just want one woman I can get along with. You know what I mean? I don't need 72. One who will just say, I will give you, I figure it's heaven. Okay, if it's heaven, I want a woman, one, who will just be the woman that I want her to be. That's all I ask for, God. Give the other 71 to somebody else. I don't even care. Yeah, I'm cool. Anyway, they're in Saudi Arabia where they got crazy kind of traditions. Can't shake, not supposed to publicly shake hands with an infidel woman, a non-Muslim woman. I don't even know if you can shake hands publicly with a Muslim woman, but I know you're not supposed to shake hands with a non-Muslim woman. And that's exactly what the king did. He shook Donald Trump's hand. He's talked to him for a little bit. Then he leans over to the left and his left, and he says, he shakes Melania's hand, and she greets him, and bada bing, bada boom. The world erupts. And it's according to the Quran and the Hadiths that Muslim men are strictly forbidden, verboten, to shake hands with a non-Muslim woman. And they shook hands with Michelle Obama. I saw, not in the first visit where Barack Obama was essentially being sodomized at every country he went to publicly. Sodomized publicly, I should say, which depends on where you put the advert. Remember that, kids. He was publicly sodomized, or sodomized publicly, in the country where he visited. Not sodomized in the country where he visited publicly. It's a little bit of a difference. It's a nuance, but I just want to make sure we get our English language lesson of the day. It's important where you place the adverb from time to time. So, but in the final visit that the Obamas made, they were... Michelle was in her regular garb. She shook hands with the Saudi. But like I said, we don't know. We don't really know what the Obamas are, religiously speaking. And that's not a slam. Oh, here they go. Here's Kevin Jackson talking about the Obamas' religion. I don't care if the Obamas are Muslims. I don't. Here's what I care about. Had he told us that up front, he wouldn't have gotten elected. Had he told us he didn't have care about religion, he wouldn't have gotten elected. If he had said, you know what, I do believe in black liberation theology, he wouldn't have gotten elected. If the dude had told the truth about who he is, he wouldn't have gotten elected. That's just pretty simple fact. But I don't care. In other words, if he came back now, you know, I got elected because I didn't tell everybody the truth about my religion. I'm Muslim. But now that y'all know, you know, because that's why King shook Michelle's hand. Anyway, deal with it, baby. Mic drop. Okay, he fooled us. But he won't do that because that hurts the Democrats. Because then we know, what we already know, that they're liars. They're just gross, vicious liars. So, Michelle wore her American garb. But when they went to Indonesia, she was in her headdress. Yep. And what about Hillary Clinton? She flies over in her hijab and her headdress and all that. She's, you know, I'm not going to go over and offend their sensibilities. I'm a strong woman, but I'm going to be a strong woman in the United States, not abroad. Melania came off the plane looking stylish, like, where the women at? Bring them. And then she met with them. She met with women from GE, Saudi women, dressed in full hijab. All you can see is the little round part of their face. That's it. And I was thinking to myself, where's the National Organization of Women? Why don't y'all set up a chapter in the Middle East? Now, that would show you had a pair. Yeah, set up a chapter of the National Organization in any Middle Eastern country, and I'll take you seriously. Till then, you're just a bunch of lesbians that are mad you can't find men. That's all you are. There's a study about that. We'll get into that. A study that men are the reason women become lesbians. And here I thought, they were born this way. Baby, 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 I was born this way. Now they're saying we created them. Anyway, I digress. So Melania shakes the king of Saudi Arabia's hand. And, you know, it's not the Muslims are mad. She doesn't wear the headdress. The Muslims are mad. The left are mad. She's violating tradition. Whatever. She's a strong woman. And I'll tell you, there's not a conservative woman that I know on the planet who would want to see Melania wear her headdress because it's some patriarchal nonsense of a country, you know, some third world dictatorship. I know I didn't. I was happy to see the Trumps representing the proud Americans that we are.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.